Okay, let's welcome Julia to the show. Hello, Julia.
Hi, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Mike.
Okay, and according to your email, this is about something that happened on New Year's Eve, correct?
Sort of. It may have been going on longer than that. I'm not sure.
Okay, so fill everybody in on the actual New Year's Eve part. What happened on New Year's Eve?
Okay, so we went to a friend's house party, and he had about, 20 people over, and everyone brought, food and drinks and stuff, and we were playing drinking games, and it was, a lot of fun, but I guess it was a little later, after, 10 o'clock or so, and Mike's friend Kelly shows up, and she's normally with her boyfriend, and he wasn't with her, so I was like, where is he? And she looks at Mike and is like, can I talk to you privately for a minute? So they go off together, and I just kind of joke, and I'm like, just have him back by midnight.
Right.
So he comes back 20 minutes later, and he's like, hey, Kelly and her boyfriend broke up, and she's in a really bad spot, so I'm kind of, worried about her. So I, told him basically, go talk to her. So I was like, I'll be fine, whatever. Just go talk to her and make sure she's okay. And I was having fun at the party.
Well, that's a very mature way to handle a tricky situation.
Well, I thought she shouldn't be alone on New Year's Eve, especially, after a breakup. And I don't know, I just didn't want anyone to, do anything drastic.
No, I totally understand. That makes perfect sense. And you said you were having fun at the party anyways.
Yeah, I was having a really good time. And most of the girls were hanging out with each other, and the guys were watching football anyway. So I was cool with that. I really didn't care.
Okay, until what happened?
So midnight comes, and we're all scrambling around finding our people, and I find Mike. And we kiss at midnight, and we're all hugging and kissing people. And after a few minutes of doing shots with the girls, I remembered Kelly. So I go to look for her, and Mike is giving her a big hug, and then he kisses her on the f***ing lips.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Huh. Okay.
And it wasn't like a big old sloppy, I'm in love with you kiss, but it wasn't like a peck on the cheek kiss either. It was like a full kiss on the lips, and they were sort of staring at each other for a minute after it was over.
I see. So did you ask him about it at all? Did you go, so I noticed she planted one on Kelly last night?
I mean, no, because I didn't want to overreact, right away, especially because I was kind of drunk, and I have a habit of doing that when I drink a lot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it obviously bothered you enough to email us for War of the Roses.
Yeah, it did. But, I mean, the more I keep, thinking about it, the more it bothers me. But, I mean, they're friends, but they've been friends for a long time, and she's always had a boyfriend, and now she doesn't, and I don't know. It just worries me.
Yeah, I get it. So, listen, let's call Mike up here, and we'll run the old War of the Roses test on him, and then we'll see who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we do this, I have to make sure you're okay with us putting all of this on the air.
Yeah, it's fine.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Morning. I'm calling to speak with a Michael, please.
Yeah, this is Mike. What's up?
Hi, Michael. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling on behalf of the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much. So first of all, on behalf of Visa Rewards, we wanted to wish you a very happy new year. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, it was all right.
So, listen, the reason I'm calling you is because of a new program we're starting this year. Every month we're drawing names from our customer database and rewarding them with, little prizes as a way to say thanks for being a customer. And this month, I wanted to let you know you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, damn, are you serious?
I am. So, if you have a few minutes, I can actually tell you about your prize if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the first of the month, we decided to go with flowers. So you've won a really, really nice bouquet of long-stem red roses.
Hey, all right. That's nice.
It really is. I've actually seen them, and they're beautiful, very romantic. And the reason I'm calling is because we've been discovering, obviously, that a lot of guys who win them don't really want the roses, but they've asked if we can send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So I was calling to see if that's something you'd like us to do with your flowers instead of having us send them to you.
I mean, I get that. Don't laugh at me, but I actually like flowers. I know that's kind of weird because I'm a dude, but yeah, just send them to me. I like flowers.
Okay, so you want us to send them directly to you then?
I mean, is that okay?
I mean, that's totally fine. I just wanted to make sure you didn't want us to send them to a wife or girlfriend instead. It's no charge at all.
Well, no wifey yet over here.
I totally understand. Well, hey, with these flowers, you might be able to find one pretty easily, I'm telling you.
You know, maybe, right? I mean, I'm always looking, so.
Okay, well, that's good. And the flowers usually come with a card when we send them. Is there a name you want us to put on the card? It's, you know, in case you change your mind and you want to give them to somebody instead.
Nah, you can just put my name on them.
Okay. Can you hang on a second? I'll get the address from you.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, so Julia, what are your thoughts here?
I mean, I don't know. I never seen him have flowers in his apartment, like, ever. So, for like, I don't know. For him to say he likes flowers is, like, kind of weird.
So, either he's going to get these flowers, right? And he's going to put them up in his apartment and be so happy with his little prize here. Or he's giving them to somebody. What day are we supposed to be sending these out?
Okay, we're going to put in the order today. So, they're going to go out tomorrow. So, he should probably have them by Wednesday.
All right, so listen, Julia. Try to make an excuse to go over to his apartment this week and let us know when you get there. Let us know if you see the flowers anywhere. Like maybe he'll put them out on a table or something. Because listen, if they're not up in his apartment and he hasn't given them to you, then he's given them to somebody else.
I'm actually going over there on Thursday because we like to watch SVU together every week. It's our favorite show.
Okay. So by Thursday, they should definitely, especially that time of the night, by late Thursday, they should definitely be there. Could you, like, call us or text us on Friday morning and let us know what happened?
Yeah, I can. No problem.
Okay. Well, then to be continued, I guess.